And we are going to move on to a completely different topic altogether now. And it is to do with fashion and some items of history within the fashion. This week, one of America's most iconic brands, Levi Strauss, made a return to the New York stock market. Over $620 million was raised from the sale of over 36 million shares. Levi Strauss is credited with making the first pair of blue denims in 1873. Denim jeans began as practical work attire, now firmly established in fashion and on the silver screen and found in many of our wardrobes. And I was reflecting last night that this could help you win pub quiz. Denim was from Nîmes in France. It came from denim in the first place. There you go. And now it is. It's denim. Anyway, the stylist Courtney Smith joins me now to tell us bits more. When jeans were not meant to be fashionable, they were just meant to be practical. How did all that evolve and develop?
Yeah, it came from quite humble beginnings, actually. Like you said, it was launched in 1873, but it was almost accidentally successful. So what actually happened was Levi Strauss was a businessman. He ran a dry goods store in San Francisco. He had absolutely nothing to do with the fashion industry or even the clothing industry at all. But his shop did sell fabric, and one of his customers was a tailor from Nevada called Jacob Davis. And it was actually Jacob Davis that designed the first pair of Levi's in history. So we're not actually sure why they're called Levi Strauss, because they weren't actually designed by him. But he came up with this new design, which became patented. And what happened was, it was a mining community, and the miners all wore denim trousers or denim overalls. So the fabric already existed. But what was happening was, as you know, with denim, it tears very easily. And this miner's wife went to the Nevada tailor, Jacob Davis, and asked him to create a pair of trousers that would not rip. So he came up with the patented design, which is now patented, which was by putting metal rivets in places where it would tear. And that is where Levi's came from. So he was putting metal rivets in the corners of the pockets and in the crotch area so that it wouldn't tear when the miners were working. And it got really popular, and he started making more and more of them. And he goes, OK, I think this is going to be successful. So he went to Levi and he asked him to be his financial business partner. And that's how the whole thing started.
And when did it move out of,
workwear?
Workwear, yeah.
It was actually still very much a functional attire for many, many years. So that was 1873 when it launched. So that was the original kind of denim jean. But they actually weren't even called jeans back then. They were still called waist overalls is what they were referred to until the 60s.
So really?
It was actually teenagers in the 60s that nicknamed them jeans. And that's where the term denim jeans came from. So up until then, they were kind of called waist overalls or cut-off waist overalls. So all through the 1800s, it was purely functional,
right.
All workwear. And then it wasn't really until the 1900s that it started becoming a little bit more about fashion. We saw what kind of happened was, during World War One, women started wearing their husbands' jeans at home because they obviously had to take on more of the kind of labour and more of the work while their husbands and their sons and their brothers were away. And obviously, it was completely taboo because women back then didn't wear trousers. But then it wasn't actually until 1934 when Levi introduced women's jeans, women's trousers. So this was after Coco Chanel had introduced trousers to women, but they still couldn't wear denim jeans. So this is when it crossed over.
When she did introduce trousers, it was quite controversial, wasn't it?
Very controversial, yeah, because it was the first of its kind. Women were still wearing corsets and bustles and very much were wearing skirts. And she was very fashion forward and politically forward by wearing trousers. So while trousers were around for a little while, women still weren't wearing denim jeans because they were still very much associated with working class and also people that were working. So construction workers, miners, cowboys, that kind of attire. So I think really when it crossed over into women's wear was when it started becoming more of a fashion item.
And how did that happen?
Well, just within the kind of the era that it was. So you started off in the 1930s, and it was that kind of the cowboy era.
Yeah.
So Western movies were becoming so popular, and it was this cultural thing that everybody was obsessed with. You saw, like, from the 1930s into the 1950s, you started seeing people like John Wayne movies, and even, like, the late 50s, you had Doris Day and Calamity Jane. So what you were seeing on the screen was becoming popular in everyday life. So women wanted to wear jeans, men wanted to wear jeans, but they wanted to wear them on a day-to-day basis.
I saw Marilyn Monroe in the... I've no recollection of ever seeing Marilyn Monroe in jeans.
Oh, yes. Oh my gosh, yes. So many photos of her. Always in her kind of... If you look at the photos of her when she was at home, the more, like, casual poses, it was always denim jeans. High-waisted,
really?
Very fitted denim jeans. And again, she was one of the icons that was known for wearing Levi's. Around the 1950s, you had Marilyn Monroe, you had Elvis, you had James Dean in Rebel Without a Cause, yeah. Marlon Brando. So all these icons that were wearing Levi jeans, and they really did kind of, again, solidify the brand as the must-have item of apparel in your wardrobe. If you weren't wearing jeans, you were not stylish. But not only that, what was interesting about the jeans, and I think the reason it's so popular today, is that why it was... It was ticking those cultural things. You had the mods were wearing it, the rockers were wearing it, the hippies were wearing it then in the 70s. But then it was also really commercially viable because the suburban moms were wearing them and the guys going to work were wearing them. So everybody was wearing Levi denim jeans.
Yeah. And indeed, in dress occasions.
Yeah. Well, I think that was a little bit later on. I think it was very casual for a while. It was still very much associated with a casual attire. I think probably more towards the 80s and the 90s when dark wash jeans and the kind of, I suppose, dressier jeans and designer jeans were coming in. Was it more appropriate, I think, especially in the 90s, you would have seen the supermodels wearing the little slip tops with their jeans on nights out and then on the catwalks as well. But I think also if we go back to the kind of the 1960s, that was when I think it became the sartorial symbol of like gender equality as well, because it was of its time. Women were wearing the denim, men were wearing the denim. There weren't many items of clothing that were a crossover. So it was just really interesting. And also what I thought was really interesting about Levi's was how they marketed. Their marketing was absolutely genius and very forward for of its time. So when you go back to the 50s, they had poster campaigns of women wearing jeans and they're in the bar, they're doing the barbecuing and they're like, come and get it. And it was just powerful phrases and all about like female empowerment and female power. So not a lot of brands would have marketed like that,
right.
Especially back then.
Yeah.
So they were very forward. And then moving on to like the 80s and the 90s, it was almost like it was quite sexual in how they were promoting their products. They had TV ads where they had beautiful men taking off their denim jeans to kind of, you know, get women's attention. There's a really famous ad where there's a guy in a laundrette in America and he goes in and he's like a cowboy and he takes off his jeans and he gets down to his underwear and then he just sits there and the men are looking at him and the girls are fawning over him. And it's they did all of those ads, right, throughout the 80s and the 90s. And again, solidifying themselves as the one to watch brand.
Yeah, it's extraordinary, isn't it? Just how one fabric and one idea can evolve.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the thing, baggy jeans, straight jeans, skinny jeans.
Yeah.
That's really to keep you buying, isn't it?
That's the thing. They're constantly evolving. So they're constantly, like, what's in fashion then and what's in fashion now? So they would have done high-waisted jeans, which are all back now, like years and years later. The high-waisted jeans are back. We never thought they'd come back, but they did. Hopefully the really low-cut, super baggy ones won't come back, but who knows. But yeah, they have. They constantly evolved. They started doing stonewash. They started doing ripped jeans. But they do have one iconic pair of jeans called the 501s, which were one of the first jeans they ever invented and still to this day are their best-selling jean.
There you go. Okay, all very interesting and obviously all very lucrative if you look at what happened in the New York stock market. Anyway, Courtney Smith, thank you indeed
thank you.
For talking to us, and that's all we have.